Okay, hi, Paul Slack is here again. We're here at Dr. Perricone's See the Radiance, Feel the Rush at Power is Real, Perricone MD. We're looking at some of his skincare products, and we're here with, I believe, scientist Chris. Hi.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good. Good. How are you doing?
All right, good. So what's it like to be a scientist with the doctor here?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, he's such a visionary guy. He's got great ideas all the time, and my role is really working with him, trying to distill them down to practice and do a lot of the research to get it into the product itself.
So tell us a little bit about some of the products, for those that might not know about them.
About the line in general? So the company was started about 20 years ago, and it was premised on this theory that is now pretty widely accepted, which is that a lot of aging is related to inflammation. And that by addressing inflammation both topically as well as systemically with a diet as well as supplements, you can really start to address aging in your skin, in your body, and so on and so forth.
Okay. And then in the Dr. Perricone's line over these years, was he using different kinds of natural, nature? Or what were some of the things that he maybe... made him, there's a lot of lines out there.
Yeah.
What do you think made him so special?
So a lot of his technologies are really based on molecules that are endogenous, so already existing in your body today, that are actually fighting the aging process. And over time, they diminish. So a lot of the topical skincare that we use, as well as the diet and supplements, actually the key technology ingredients are alpha-lipoic acid, DMAE, vitamin C ester, things that are glutathione, things that are already present that we are replenishing the skin as people age over time to really help fight the inflammation process.
Let me ask you a question that from ignorance probably. Alcohol. What's with alcohol? How does alcohol? I mean, I'm not talking scotch here, but I'm talking alcohol. How does that fit into these kinds of products or any kind of product? Is that good or bad?
You mean topical alcohol, like alcohol in a?
See, I'm very very much of a lacking of information here.
I think,
is there different kinds of alcohol in these kinds of?
Well,
products?
I think that alcohol, the word alcohol can mean a lot of different things. But if you're talking about drinking alcohol or ethanol,
no. I'm talking for the products. Right?
For the products.
Is there alcohol in products? I don't know. Somehow I heard about, creams and moisturizers that have alcohol were not good for you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I think that the word alcohol gets a little bit corrupted. Alcohol is actually a chemical descriptor. You can have fatty alcohols, you can have drinking alcohol, and so it's not... You can't really make a general classification to say that alcohol is bad if you see the word written in the ingredient list. Now, short-chain alcohols like ethanol, which is drinking alcohol, or isopropanol, which is rubbing alcohol, can be drying to the skin. So those in particular, I would say, if they're used at very low levels and they're there to help solubilize the formula, then it's fine. But high amounts of alcohol can be drying and irritating to the skin.
Very interesting. Let me ask you, thank you. I'm sorry I was so vague, because
I
am vague, because I don't know what makes good creams. I'm really not sure. I buy stuff, and I'm not sure, and I actually would like to feel a little younger myself. My family all said to me, hey, get something for the neck, get something for the face, get something for the forehead, get something for the eyes. I don't like darkness under my eyes, and I'm in the 60s now, and I'm questioning, is there something that can help me? Is there something that can help me?
I think it starts with diet. I think that you can't expect to use a miracle skincare product and then look better. You have to have, it all starts with diet. It starts about what you put inside your body, because that really drives how you look. And so an anti-inflammatory diet, fish protein, omegas, nuts, berries, things like that, avoiding caffeine, avoiding excess alcohol, I think is really at the core. And then once you have that under control, then I think it's about using topicals that help to replenish things in the skin that you're losing over time, that are actually there to help your skin keep it looking younger.
It's a very practical conversation we're having here. Thank you for sharing that. Last question, what's good news for you? And because we're that good news kind of broadcast there, and we're here with actually, this is a big deal tonight. This is a 6-star diamond award, and that is hardly ever been, and this is, they've been doing this for like since 1949 with Frank Sinatra. So what's good news for you?
Like in life, across the board?
In life, in your work, anything you want to talk about.
Good news is it's about people overcoming adversity. Good news is about people being successful and people winning and people feeling really good about what they're doing. And I think every day we get a chance to do that. Where I work, when we make a great product and people just love it and they come back and they tell us, you changed my life with this product, or I read Dr. Perricone's book and it literally changed the way I live. I lost 50 pounds, I did this, I did that. That is just the best news that we can hear, and it absolutely makes this job fantastic.
Chris, good man. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Thank you.